The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
I feel like it's been so long since we recorded.
I was thinking the same thing.
It's been exactly 3 weeks. Tres oigos.
Well, good to see you guys again.
Nice to see you.
How's everybody been?
Honestly, well, I was going to do the thing where I'm like, good, and then I'm really thinking about it. I feel like there were some good days or some down days. There's some up days.
You want to talk about it?
It's okay. I'm already talking to my therapist. Oh, we upped my meds recently, so I'm feeling much
better.
Good. That is amazing. Yeah. Should we throw a party for that?
I know. A serotonin boosting party.
Wait, that's so fun. So
not to get too personal, but is it upping what you're taking already?
Yes.
Got it.
Zoloft. I tried to get off of it this year, which it was going so well until it wasn't, you know?
Interesting. Okay.
When people take that, you can't just like stop completely, right? No. You have to like wean yourself if you wanted to.
Yeah. I mean, you just get like horrible side effects.
Got it.
Like brain zaps. It literally feels like you're getting electrocuted.
What?
It's crazy.
I thought the side effects were just
diarrhea.
More
and
anxiety.
Like tummy stuff, right? Yeah.
Yeah. There's like so many. I mean, it's different for everyone, but.
Wow. Oh, that's intense.
Yeah.
Okay. But we are. On the up
but we are
and up?
On the up and up.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
And it switches like pretty instant for you?
It's taken like 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
So, I know. But ask me tomorrow. It might be like, we don't know.
That's okay. That is life. That is life.
It is. That is life. Okay. Enough about me. How are you, Heath?
Heath and I had a couple of
but we
pushed through, baby.
Yeah, I had a up and down this weekend myself, actually. I went to that Porsche event that we were talking about.
Yes.
That was an up.
The best time of my life.
That's amazing.
I get into my car. I'm leaving. I'm about to head out, go meet up with Zane. I'm leaving the garage as I'm coming down the ramp to get back to the first floor, right? To leave the parking structure.
Yes.
I was like, there is no way.
No.
I looked at Mariah. I was like, that did not just happen right now.
Wait, no.
There's one more concrete beam in front of me to like get through to leave this parking garage. I'm like, that. I just scraped my roof so bad.
No.
And I was like, all right, one last one. Hopefully I don't touch this one. I just start easing up to it.
Oh my God.
The whole top of my roof.
Wait.
Is your car higher than the...
It wasn't 6'8", was it?
So it claimed 6'6" was the height and my car is below that. And I was like, that's so messed up because I pulled up. There's two parking attendants that watched the whole thing happen.
That's almost worse.
I pull up, I go.
That's so
were they Were they cringing or were they kind of like used to it?
It seems like it happens all the time.
Okay, wait. Did you go in? You obviously went in and it was fine.
I went in because they have the little warning sign. It's like, lowest point in here, whatever, 6'6". And it's got the hanging bar. And if you clear that, you're good.
Wait.
And my car, I think, is like 6'5".
You and I drive the same car. I only go in if it's 6'8".
Really?
Yeah, because I think, or 6'6".
So 6'6", I should be clear. And I've gone to other places.
Have you measured it before?
Maybe the angle?
I'm just curious.
I looked up the G63 spec for like what the height is, and it's below 6'6".
Yeah.
And I cleared the warning sign.
But I was gonna say, if you got in.
It has to be the ramp. So the down ramp, as I'm coming down, so I don't know if like being here and going down made it like an inch and a half shorter. But I scraped and I tell the dude, I'm like, yo, you got to lower the sign. It's not 6'6". I just scraped twice. And he's like, no, you're good. I was like, No, I just scraped.
No, he was saying you're good. Like it happens all the time. You're good. Like everybody has. It comes with the parking garage.
I was
you're
like,
good.
No, you don't understand. Like lower the sign. I just scraped. He's like, no, you're good. You're good. Don't worry. And I'm like, you're telling. It was the most insane gaslighting I've ever seen. like what I was saying. Like,
damn, that is gaslighting. It's like, no, you're good. You're good. Just keep going. No, I didn't hear anything.
Did you stand up and look at it? Does it look crazy?
Yes.
Oh no.
I'm so pissed.
I'm sorry. You have to be able to like call someone or do something. There's no way that's.
So I was trying to figure out if I have to like go after them and like make a report, whatever, or if I put it through my insurance. But then I was worried if I put it through my insurance, then it's going to come up on like my car. That there's damage to the car.
It doesn't matter whose fault it is. It's always gonna.
I will say it also like the place you were at was like a very well known. Like a parking garage. Like it wasn't Porsche's.
You know, also everybody. Universal Studios.
Sorry, I didn't know if you wanted to say it, but yeah.
Put them on blast.
But we're trying to go to Halloween Horror Nights this month.
Yes, there's going to be a horror night. It's going to be a bloodbath.
Baby, that is our October Citizens team bonding stuff.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to get in.
Wait, that's crazy. So yeah, it wasn't like a Porsche dealership. It was a
Porsche event at Universal Studios at the back lot.
See, imagine how many of the supercars.
But I'm like, I cannot be the only one because the flight attendant.
Guardian
it plays on my brain. Always.
What else is
The parking attendant was like it didn't mean a thing. Like I'm sure he sees
it all the time.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
You're good.
Nah, I didn't hear a thing, man.
I would just buff out those scratches.
You know what? Hopefully he just didn't hear what you were saying. And
it was crazy, but yeah. I was so pissed.
Also, this poor guy, he's not in charge of.
Yeah, you know he's not the contractor.
He's the one that hung up the sign, actually. Yeah. He's just having a bad day. He's like, I'm going to make everybody have a bad day. He just switched the sign
He raises it a little bit.
I know you are most likely right in this situation, but maybe we should remeasure the car.
I'm really curious to see like because what if whoever sold it to you, what if they're wrong?
Can I tell you why I know my car is 6'6"? Because one time I was going to the gym. Mm-hmm. Luckily, they have those signs that hang. But this one wasn't like drilled into the ceiling. It was on like chains that swing.
Yeah.
I hit it and it starts swinging. So I was like, car 6'6".
So they had that going into this that said 6'6", and I cleared it.
Interesting. Mm.
If you hit the swing, that's fine, right?
Well, no, that's the swing.
The swing you're not supposed to hit.
You're
okay.
Not supposed to hit it, but like it's better than like it. No, but taking it down.
Yeah,
it's right. Just swinging.
But that's like the warning. Like, hey, if you just hit this, you're gonna hit concrete.
Okay. All right. Cool.
But
I hit it.
What? I'll do something about it, Sue.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, you should.
Just make sure you're in the right first. That's all I'm saying.
I know. But I looked up the stock height for my car, and it's under 6'6".
Okay. That is crazy, though. It has to
his wheels.
I know.
I don't have anything done to it. It's the stock wheels, stock rim, like or stock tires, everything.
Interesting.
What if your stock wheels are too stocky?
It's a valid question.
I pumped them up a little too high.
What if?
Oh my god! Yeah.
It could be a
but
thing.
It was a high and then a low.
Well, we are in the month of October. That is a spooky start to this episode.
It is. Spooky, all right.
Rim, how about you?
I'm sick.
I don't know. Something keeps happening to Remy.
I feel like
what
we
are
should.
You saying?
Oh, you want me to? You want me to intro it?
That was like my little. Oh, my little thing to get you to. That was my layup, and it didn't. Nobody caught it.
All right, throw it up.
I'm not good at it either. Yeah, and
hit it. I also got a kink in my neck. I can't look.
Wait, really?
Yeah, every time I keep looking at Remy.
That's funny.
It hurts so bad. Oh, no. I did it getting into my car today.
Oh.
I decided to take the low one.
Okay.
As I was getting in, I went to like duck my head under to like clear the
door. Oh.
And it got stuck.
You don't realize how many muscles you use in your neck until you are literally turning like with your full body.
It's so true.
Bad.
That's where all your stress is.
Oh, I carry it.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw a video. It was like me carrying my stress through the week. And it, you know those fashion shows where like the outfits.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's funny. That's funny.
It was like some like dark like fashion, a New York Fashion Week show. It was really funny. It caught me. Got me good.
Hey, guys. What's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
And we are here.
How y'all doing?
And we are here.
How are you doing? Any high highs, low lows?
Oh, high highs, low lows. No, just a lot of lows this week. I am unfortunately sick. I'm like almost better, but I'm like a little sick right now. And I did have a little bit of a mentee bee yesterday, and I just cried for hours.
What is a mentee
bee? A little mental breakdown.
Oh, mental breakdown.
She's
going
to have a BF.
Oh, a BF.
I had a big BF, and I have an even bigger one coming this week because I am menstruating.
Menstruating.
Girl, me too.
And so, aren't we all cycle sisters? I had a big cry yesterday. I feel like because I'm someone who likes to bottle things up, and so yesterday the dam broke and I cried a lot and I feel a lot better. Crying is so cathartic.
I love crying.
Me too.
Do you cry yourself to sleep?
No.
Because that sometimes helps. Crying to sleep, just like, and that REM sleep. Oh my God.
I haven't done that since I was like heartbroken. I cried on the stairs. And that, like,
sorry, I pictured you so dramatically, like, draped like a princess on the stairs.
I was just sitting at the top. Something about sitting up my stairs, like, just, I don't know, brings me peace. So I just sat there and cried for a couple hours.
Oh, right.
And I feel better. No, it was really good.
Good.
Everything's good?
I'm okay. It's just been a lot of things going on, like stressors, and I think I just finally, like, I snapped. But I'm
wedding
so
planning
good.
Stress?
Wedding stuff.
Oh, I forget. You guys get so much stress with that
It's
shit.
So crazy. It's also just weddings make people crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, seeing it. I'm experiencing it now. Have you guys experienced any craziness of, like, family or anything?
No, luckily we haven't. Good. The only thing that I will say, we are very lucky how, remember I said ours was very inclusive for the wedding?
Yes.
There's just a lot of things that go into the other little things. Like, so we were like making calls with the florist and then trying to plan the shuttle buses, what time the bus, it's like a lot of specific details that you have to like map out in your head.
That's
that
stressful.
Kind of gets really overwhelming.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that we're kind of having
right. And since you're not getting an event planner, you're doing this all yourself.
We don't have a wedding planner. So it's like all us.
But
really?
No, we don't have any.
Oh, I thought you guys had someone there. Oh, that's really stressful.
But like,
not making it worse.
Who in this situation?
My God, that's so
can I help? I'm good at planning.
I would.
I can help.
I would love that.
We're doing
really good. It's
Mariah,
just like.
Call me.
Yeah, Mariah's killing it, Bubba. I love you. You're a freaking trooper.
So the bus, like you said, the bus, that one was just such a good example of, because normally everything else I could see you guys like tackling or making sure everything's there. But the bus, like all day, if people had to take like shuttles there, who takes care of that?
You have to find your venue, then you have to find the hotel nearby that everybody's going to book rooms at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have to do a room block and they're like, how many rooms? And you're like, well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Some people are going to room together. Some people want a room to themselves. You don't know if like three friends are going to like save the money and go together. And if you tell them like a number to reserve and it doesn't sell, you have to go out of pocket and pay for those rooms.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What? Oh,
Remy's like,
I didn't know
I
that affected
the
room.
Hotel.
I thought that only affected food at the wedding or like each spot. I didn't know it was like the hotel.
That makes sense, though.
The hotel, you have to like room block it.
Jeez.
So if you don't sell those rooms, then you have to pay for it because you reserved it. So it's like, they're like, don't overshoot it. And then I'm like, well, I really have no idea. I literally couldn't even guess. So we like shot it low. They're like, if we get close to like filling, we'll see if we have more to add to it. But then you have to do the party bus that's going to go to and from. And then you're like, you're on the phone with the shuttle people. They're like, how many people are going to be on the shuttles? And you're like, well, I don't know. I don't know how many people are really staying at the hotel yet.
Like, even if they've
RSVP'd.
Because
they could be just going home.
Right.
They could be.
If you need, like, three buses, if you need four buses.
Also, the worst thing ever.
You have to, like, from this location to this location, and then you need to have ones that are running back and forth to, like, if people want to leave early or.
And that's why I'm doing mine in my backyard, because we don't need to worry about
fucking. Like, you really start putting your brain in, like, that. Like party
what
planner
if,
mode.
What if
and
box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
give me a headset. I'll work your wedding. I will. I'm not kidding. Headset checklist. I'll take it.
Hey, me and my dad, we used to run shuttles for the airport. Yeah. You know, we could probably, honestly, you know,
the
just
three of us, you
give
guys,
me an earpiece and a collar shirt and I'll fucking run that whole goddamn day. I swear to God. Mm-hmm.
We really, I'm being
Who's
honest.
Driving this bus?
Who's driving this bus to the wedding?
Okay. How have you been, Zane?
Today I had an amazing day today. I woke up feeling refreshed.
Good.
Feeling really feeling good. And that's it. What about you?
I already went, but yeah, okay, no, been good.
Y'all, I had a fucking panic attack today.
We didn't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
Oh, I think it's beautiful to be vulnerable.
Thank you so much. It is. I had my first panic attack in a long time today. Y'all remember that last one? If you check out Unfiltered, that one episode, this is the next one. I'm on like new medication too. I started it like 5 days ago and I'm getting those side effects. Any stressors really just... So a couple things today.
Does it feel like it makes your baseline better? But then if you get like really overwhelmed, it kind of makes it worse, or does it bring that down too? Like, do you think like it, like the panic attack you had today would have been like 10 times worse if you weren't on that medication? Or do you think the medication kind of elevates it a bit?
No, I think because I'm taking new medication, I think it's just sensitive right now.
Got it.
Because so it usually takes
like... It's the switch of medication.
It's a switch of medications. Like, especially for that, you just have to let your body adapt to it and then it starts to work.
Got it.
So since I just started taking it, this is like the sensitive... Yeah. 2 weeks that I need to like watch out for any stressors.
Yeah.
Like Rim said, we're all menstruating. Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mercury is in retrograde. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's in retrograde every fucking week.
For real.
Like, anyway, let me blame it on that. Give me some peace.
That's my favorite thing to blame anything on, though. What? But have you been to like, is it mercuryretrograde.com? And it just says yes or no?
Yes. Wait, let me look.
What do you mean? Wait, really?
Yeah, it's a website. It's just like mercuryretrograde.com or something. And it just says yes if it is, no if it's not.
You know some guy who's running and just like, what are we doing today?
He's like this. He's flipping this.
Yeah. Yeah, I just put yes today.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Is mercuryinretrograde.com.
That's what it is, right?
Did it work?
No.
Ooh. Something no else, excuse, bitch.
Literally says no, all like huge.
Yeah, that's all it says. Yeah,
something else must be bumming you out.
Damn, they didn't need to go that hard on that.
Yeah,
that's the way.
It's all in your head.
Holy shit! We just wanted something to blame it on.
That's okay. We're doing better.
Okay, good, good, good.
It's okay. Maybe by the time this episode comes out, it will be in retrograde. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Doing my best. Well, it just happened like an hour and a half ago. Guys, just give me a break. Just give me a break in the.
You're doing good, though.
Thank you.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
All right, let's move on.
Let's move on.
About to flare up.
You guys went on your bachelor trip. We have a little story to bring to the pod because you guys went on your bachelor trip.
Yes,
it looked like so much fun.
It was. Thank you.
It was beautiful.
It looked like a great time. And Alicia and I were talking to Mariah because we had her birthday gift for a little while. It was special made, so it took a long time. And it just so happened to arrive like the week of your bachelor trip. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, wait, this is perfect. We had heard through the grapevine that Mariah was not having a bachelorette party, and try as she may, we're not going to let that happen. So sorry. Just like, she has to have some sort of
celebration. Well, also a lot of her reasoning was like, a lot of people who would be attending are on the East Coast, and I don't want to have to ask them to pay to come out here. And like, da, da, like she like, you could tell she wanted to, but also it was like, I don't want to like it's just, it gets expensive.
Her biggest thing is she never wants to be an inconvenience to somebody else. Like, that's like her number one thing.
And so that is music to our ears, because then we're like, okay, we'll throw it for you.
It was like, let's just have a girl's night. We know she's a girl that likes to stay in. So we were like, let's do pizza.
She likes to stay in. So we like forced her to go out.
Hey, that was her decision. That was. So she had found this TikTok, and it's getting really, it's very viral right now. And it's like talking about Let's Go to Hyde, which is a nightclub here in LA. And we're like, oh my God, let's make a TikTok. Girls love making TikToks together. So like, let's do a whole night around this one TikTok. We'll get her, you know, all dressed up. We'll glam her. We'll have the iconic, you know, Heath's face on a stick. Yeah. We wanted to go all out, and she was like, please don't, please don't, please don't. We wanted to decorate. We wanted penis balloons. We wanted all
of it.
We wanted
penis straws, and she said no.
She said no. But we were like, okay, of course, we'll respect. So we made one single stick with your face on it, and she came over.
And that honestly was only because the printer was out of ink.
Yeah, we tried to do more. We wanted more. Sorry, you were a little red.
It was it looked colored, though. Like, I saw the color in it.
But now look again, and you're gonna be like, ah, it was running out.
It was a little red. You got like little lines through you, but we tried our best. And we made our whole night around going to Hyde. And so we had pizza. We glammed her. I did hair. Alicia did makeup. She wore this like hot leather dress, took her out, went to Hyde. We get there. It's like 1 a.m. on a Saturday night. Hyde is closed.
I don't get
Unbelievable.
It. Are they actually shut down, or was it just a random night that like?
I don't know.
It didn't have a sign anywhere, like the reason why it was closed.
Gated up, locked.
It's weird that the lights were
on.
We
checked the Instagram.
Like the signs.
Yeah, right? I don't know. It was crazy. So we like, we're like, woo! You know, we're pulling up in the Uber, asking her all these questions, like being like, oh my God, what was your like, you know, the first time you knew Heath was the one, all these things. We pull up and we're like, we're here. Open it.
Empty.
Empty.
Weird.
The Uber driver's like, do you want me to wait for you?
I know. He was so sweet. He waited really for a while, and then we realized.
Yeah, he felt bad. It was our bachelorette party.
I know. He has a sash. Like, it looked like it was so funny because it like, obviously we were trolling, but we were, it, you know, we were actually throwing
like, felt so bad.
Yeah.
He was waiting for, and he was so sweet because there was only four of us. So he was like, oh, I can wait. And then we realized, we're going to like be vlogging. We're going to get pics. It might be a minute. And then we were trying to do the TikTok. Mm. So we were like, you know what, Sarah, you can go, please. Like, don't wait any longer.
Leave us.
And he was so sweet. Then he did leave. But we were like, why is it closed? I don't know if they're closed forever, if they're renovating, if whatever. I have no idea.
And I know it's a restaurant too during the day. So I wonder if it's just like all closed down throughout the day. But have you tried going there like next, like the weekend after?
It was late. We didn't get there till like one something. So maybe they had like an event and they just closed.
Oh, maybe. But yeah, I mean, any club's open till two at least. You know? Yeah,
that's true.
Oh, you're saying like a private party rented it out for
maybe
the night?
Maybe they were done by like midnight and that's why it was gone.
And then it was done for the day.
Maybe. But then, guys, then we're there and we're like, the whole point of this TikTok, the whole point in glamming Mariah was to go to the club. Like point why we're standing and on Sunset Boulevard in leather dresses and heels.
It takes a lot. It takes a lot to get ready and go all the way down there.
Getting glammed and ready with you
did
guys.
She?
Yeah.
We loved it.
Yeah, she had so much fun.
So cute. Oh, also one thing we wanted to do other than the TikTok, obviously, was we wanted to get a really crazy photo of her in the club and just send it to you because we knew you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
The second we saw that, we were like, there's no way. We were dissecting the picture. We're like, no, this is green screen.
It was sent, me and Zane looked at each other. We're like, no. And then he was like, no, I think it's real. I'm like, no, look, the blurring in the back. Like, I was like, it's clearly Photoshop.
I will say I did add extra lights because the one few photos we got, like that one, it didn't really have lights in the background. So I added a
little. Oh, I didn't know you did. That's funny.
So I was like, no, there's no way.
And then, we'll put the photos on in right here.
And then I remember messaging back and like, there's no way. And then you sent the video and I was like, that one's a little bit harder.
CGI.
I'm still thinking about that one, Robin.
A little harder CGI. Or it's an older video. Who knows? It could be like an older video. Right. You know, like a joke that her and her cousins are playing. Who knows? And checked her location. It said she was home. We're like, Heath, she's lying. She's at home.
Well, the thing is we still needed a clip to end the TikTok. Like we needed a video, like one clip of Mariah at a club, like something. And then we're like, you know what? We can finesse. We just need lights and like maybe a bar. It doesn't have to necessarily be a club. It's fine. So we're in our Uber. We're like, let's just go to WeHo. Like, why not? Fucking love WeHo. You know, we just need a bar with some lights, whatever. And then the driver's like, oh, why don't you guys go to this new bar? Like, it's right here. It's like really popping. We're like, okay, pull over. Huge line. We're like, shit, how do we get in?
And how'd you get in?
And how did we get in?
And then Alicia walks away and it's just us three. And Danielle's just like, I just know she's going to get us in. And Alicia just goes up to the guy.
Wait, they said you said that. They were like, They were like, my favorite part was Remy being like, don't worry, she's got this.
Yeah, for sure. No, because Danielle was like, I just know she's going to get this. And I was like, yeah, she's got it. Like, we all were like, she's fine. It's fine. And so you walk around.
Is it like confidence
around.
That you get? Or is it like in your head, you're like, oh, I know exactly what to say.
Zane,
in order
it's
to-
the same thing. I don't even know if you remember it. When we went out downtown Nashville, we were going to the karaoke bar and the line was around the corner.
Yeah.
And you're like, everybody stay right here. I got this. It's that.
It's strong confidence.
And he got us in. They walked us around the back door.
No.
Yeah. It's,
he was, I think he was going to go up and pay to like, if we could like.
I was going to pay, but he didn't end up like, I don't remember what happened.
So you were going to go pay. And as you were getting ready to offer money, people came up and recognized you at the front and were like storming Zane
and
for
took
pictures.
A picture. And I was like, and I looked at them and was like, guys, I think we're good.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
And the security guard looks and he's like, actually, let me take you around the back. I'm like, yes.
Oh my God.
And his hometown friends had no idea what was going on. We're like, we got this.
Shout out to those people at the front of the line.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you should have paid them.
Yep.
I don't even know what bar it would do. What bar was it?
It was the karaoke bar. The one that's like best karaoke.
Oh yes. Thank you to the best karaoke bar in Nashville. We appreciate you taking care of us.
It was the one that the Jersey Shore went to.
Thank you so much.
Okay. She walks around. She walks up to the guy. I don't know what you said, but we were just like, oh, she'll handle it, I'm sure. And actually, I'm not sure what he said to you.
Well, I was like, hi, are there any like tables? Like available. And then the guy was like, oh, you have to talk to the other guy. So I was like, okay, got past the first guy.
Hi.
Hi. I was like, hi, are there like any more tables available? And he was like, oh, I can check, but like, I'm going to have to see if maybe they can like split them up or something, but it's probably going to cost like a lot of money. And I was like, that's okay. Like, can you let me know? And then I was like, it's her bachelorette. Thank God. Y'all, if you want to get into a club where
really
and have a face, because I'm not kidding, you know how pathetic we look? Like, there was like three, like her party was like three girls, not that that's pathetic, but just like the, like seeing it from like, I can still see in my head from my POV, like I could just see this guy being like, oh, these poor girls.
So these poor girls, like they probably came all the way out to LA from some other state. And it's just
because we were pretending we were from group. Like Ohio. We were in the Uber, like talking like the big city. Like, this is so crazy. Oh my God.
That's that was so fun. Good.
So then he leaves for a while and I'm like, guys, come here, come here, come here. So then we're like, okay, Mariah, like fixing her sash and stuff, you know? And then he comes back and he's like, hey, so like we can get you a table, but it's going to be, I forget, it was stupid. Rem and I look at each other. I wasn't going to do it. Like, I knew. I was like, that's so stupid. It's especially because we just want to go in for a clip. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah.
But for Mariah, I would, even though she doesn't really want to be there. So then.
She's committed.
She's like, no, you really don't have
to. No. Like, yeah. So then I look down at my phone. It's already 1 a.m. So I'm like, okay, before an hour, like, I'm sorry, sir. Like, that. Like, thank you so much for checking. But like, for just an hour, like, that's a little out of our budget. I'm so sorry. And then he was like, oh, well, like, no worries. Hey, I'll just get you guys in. Like, you can skip the line, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, really?
He took one look at Mariah. She's just like this with her with her
with face. Yeah. So we
I feel bad too. I'd let about anybody in if I turned and saw a group of two waiting in the back.
What was funny too is that, like, me, Rem, and Mariah are all wearing black, and Danielle's in like jeans and a shirt. So it wasn't even like we're all like dressed up, ready to go. It was just kind of random.
Danielle was a last minute invite, like the friend that was like, I think she'll come
like
to my bachelor.
Three is sad. Four is like a little less sad.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah. So it was really funny. It was thank you for getting us in.
Danielle was a last minute invite.
No, or it's like, hey, someone bail, can you cut? No, it was really funny.
No, girl, I wanted you here from the start. You were like, well, it was just that I wasn't sure if I was going to have like two or three people.
And you know, it's so expensive, the flights.
I didn't want to put
the flights.
You know?
So we go in and it hit me. I was like, this is my first time seeing Mariah in a club. And she was thriving.
It's very rare.
She was like, haha, okay, I'm ready to leave. And we're like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go. But then, yeah, as we're walking in, they're like, no flash photography or no photos or videos. Like, they'll kick you out. So then I'm like,
Alicia went, not on my watch.
No, I was like, okay. So then we're going and we're like, okay, we have to one and done this, right? Like, we can't half ass it. We have to do it once, do it big. And then if they kick us out, worst case, oh well. But also, hi, it's a club and like everyone's whatever.
You paid a lot of money to get in there.
We didn't.
You know?
I actually have a funny story. Oh my God. Okay. Okay.
We've been listening to her. We're hoping you finish it.
No. There's another.
Wait. Way.
So I went to this new restaurant.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. So we get in there. We get some pics. Finally, no one's doing shit. Like, no one cares. We're using flash and everything. It was fine. So then we leave and then she edited the TikTok. We loved it so much, but then we were overthinking, well, do we send them? Do we FaceTime them? Do we FaceTime them at the club? Do we like, what do we do? Like, what's more iconic? Do we have Zayn on it where he can like film you? But then we were like, no, it'll be funnier if he doesn't know. So we were just like, not sure. Hence why it was sent the next day. Cause we kept being like, Mariah, are you going to send it? Like, is it done? Or like, you should just post the TikTok. And she was like, I don't know. What do I do? We're like, just post the TikTok and then we'll send it to them.
Damn, y'all are really thinking about this. I thought you guys would just do it, push it. I don't even think Heath would ever saw the TikTok. It's because you don't go on TikTok.
You wouldn't.
I would be like, oh, not. Oh, nice. You guys had a
fun. Oh, damn. She really committed.
No, literally.
Baby, where's that video from?
Oh, there were other, also, I don't know about you, there were other like girls having their bachelorettes there. And I knew that because as we walked in, the security guard was like, oh, you're not the only bachelorette tonight. And I went into like protective mode and I was so upset for her, even though it wasn't even a real bachelorette.
I would be pissed
and
too.
I saw the other bachelorettes and I'd be like, because we tried to get up on stage at one point. They didn't let us, but there was another bachelorette lingering around.
We just lingered
around
over there and hoped. And, like, we hoped someone would be like, girl, get
we,
out
yeah
here.
We did our best.
That's literally it. Was just
no, it was just like, let's walk up there, okay.
But there was another bachelorette. I was like, she should try it.
Yeah.
Don't try her.
Yeah.
Because I will fight her.
That's like,
this
I'm sorry.
This is Mariah's bachelorette.
Mm-hmm. Imagine someone recognized Mariah. They're like, oh my God, bachelor, where's your friends?
There's three.
Where's all your friends?
Oh.
Damn.
Oh my God.
I feel like we're doing a bad job at like, we're making it sound sad, but it was really fun.
Honestly, I had so much fun. We like had so much girl talk while we were getting ready. We had a photo shoot. It was great.
And she was really excited. You guys got pizza.
We got pizza.
And we're at the club. And all of a sudden, this really cute guy like starts talking to Alicia. And so Mariah, Danielle, and I are like, oh my God.
So I come back to them and I'm like, this guy, like, I like make eye contact with him. And I was like, he looks so fucking familiar. And it hits me. It's literally one of my best friend's exes, like toxic exes, right? Mm. Like horrible piece of shit human being.
That you wanted to talk to?
No, he was like, oh my God, hey, it was my first time seeing them since they've broken up over like a year ago. He was like a piece of shit, right? So I'm like, oh my God, hey!
Damn.
Oh my God, hey, you look really
good. So good to see you.
No. But in my head, I was like, oh my God,
ew.
Like, I was like, oh my God, I haven't said, like, of course he would be here out at the club because they would always get in fights about him flirting with other girls, like going out to the club, partying every single night, like doing crazy shit. I was like, I would run into you here at the new hottest nightclub in LA. So then I'm like, yeah, we're here with my friend's bachelorette. anyway, so
these
I'm
are me and my girls.
Yes,
Danielle's gone. Squad.
Squad.
Squatted up.
With the your face.
The gang's all here.
Right?
He's like, where's your table?
No, literally.
So where's your table?
And then he mentions my friend. He's like, yeah, like, I tried to get her to come out or something. I was like, yeah, you fucking would, you piece of shit. Like, what the? That's so odd to say. Whatever. Okay. We talk for a little bit. I'm like, okay, bye. And then it hits me. What if he has a table on the stage? Because he would. So then I went back up. I was like, hey, like, where are you guys up? Where are you guys sitting? I didn't tell you this. I was like, hey, like, where are you? And he pointed somewhere. I was like, oh, they don't have a table on stage. So I was like,
bye.
Okay,
how embarrassing.
No, right? I know. Okay. Anyway, so then I text my friend as we're getting in the Uber because they were like, wait, who is that guy, Alicia? I'm like, oh my God, this is one of my friend's exes. He's blah, blah, blah. This is some of the shit he did. Like literally the day of like a huge, huge music festival, broke up with her.
She's packed and ready to go.
And waiting for him to come pick her up. And he brought another girl. Another fucking girl.
Oh my God.
Also, I'm sorry. That was just the last straw. There was so much else, right? So then I text her.
It doesn't matter what the girl did. That is just like, that's a terrible thing.
He got a plus one for that show and had a hard time choosing who it was going to be.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Wait.
Scum of the earth.
So then I text her 1:23 a.m., us in the Uber back to Remy's house. I just ran into your ex at the club. No. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. You had to see him. Did you guys talk? Save all the tea for Monday. I cannot wait to hear. LMAO. I hope he looks like garbage. He goes, I tried to get her name to come out. LMFAO. And then I go, he looked bad, TBH. Was with some guy friends. I made eye contact and was like, no fucking way. I'll just say, all caps, you really leveled up. Ha 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 ha.
All right. Alicia kissed him that night.
No.
Meanwhile, the intro of this, he was so hot. This guy was coming up to
Just wait. She replies a few minutes later and goes, wait, Alicia, you ran into my boyfriend, not my ex-boyfriend.
Wait.
Oh my God.
She's like, ha ha ha, I'm crying laughing right now. I should have gone with him and then I would have ran into you. I stayed home with the dogs. I just called her boyfriend, who's so sweet, by the way.
You definitely leveled up.
I was like, oh, he looked like shit. He like blah, 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 blah. Like, also like, I mean, now looking back, it was clearly him. It was clearly him.
Oh, no.
But they like.
Girl, he smelled bad. Breath smelled bad.
And his teeth were crooked.
And then
Dug it. Yeah. He tried kissing me. I saw him try to kiss all these girls.
So me, oh my God, wait, oh my God, all caps, never tell him I said that. I just said he looked so bad. I didn't mean it. Don't tell him. This makes so much more sense. Because I was like, why would he be like, oh, I was trying to get her to come out. Like, like my friend.
I can't talk right now.
Alicia, this is the funniest thing ever. No, I would never tell him. I wish I would have gone though. And then I was like, why is he trying to bring her out? Oh my God. And then I was like, we went in for 2 seconds.
Wait,
and then
so wait. If you recognized him as her ex.
I thought it was her ex. It was her current. It is her current boyfriend.
But how did
you? He was like, hey, Alicia. And I was like.
Also, in your defense, her current boyfriend and her ex, same name.
Ah, okay.
But the new one is more
way
nicer.
Way nicer. And
really?
Yeah.
And I don't know, Alicia.
Did you tell her what I said? Did you tell her that we thought that he was handsome?
Yes. Okay. When I told her in person, she was like, "Oh my God!" I was like, "You didn't tell him right." Because I've only met him like
upgraded.
Oh my God, you upgraded so much. He looked like shit. And then it like it all came to me. I was like, I'm so embarrassed right now. But I'm also like that friend who I'm like, yeah, girl, fuck him. Like, or like one of my friends comes over a lot and like each week it's different with the guys she's talking to. She's like, oh my God, I hate him, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, fuck him, blah, blah, blah.
You're like a hype girl.
Oh, totally. Yeah. The next week she's like, I don't know. I just think we're going to get married. I was like, and he's such a good guy. Like,
And you guys deserve each other.
That's the best part, like, because love has ups and downs and you never know.
Maybe he was just going through it. I don't know.
It was just one fight, girl.
Literally, I felt.
And you leveled up. That's so funny.
All caps. You really leveled up. Oh my God. I've met him once and he's so sweet. And now I'm just terrified. They're definitely going to get married too. So I'm just like, oh my God.
She won't tell him. She won't.
I mean, hopefully he's not watching.
Put it in the wedding speech.
No, yeah. Girl, I was saying you leveled up to him because y'all are the same level.
I'm stealing that.
Damn. It's just so funny that he said, I try to ask her to come tonight and you were like, you fucking would. No, you know she's in a relationship. Like,
oh,
and him being like,
guys. Then I was like, I think I fucking manifested something because 2 days ago she tells me, oh my God, look it. Her ex texts her out of nowhere.
Oh.
Guess what the first thing is? A photo of them kissing. And he says, I hope you're happy with your new man or something.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. He literally was like, was just thinking about you, like not trying to make it weird, but like, I miss you, blah,
That's
blah, blah,
weird.
Blah. No, but he knows what he's doing. That's the piece of shit guy I thought I saw.
Yeah.
So I was like,
in your defense, it was dark. We had to Photoshop lights in.
Exactly.
It was so dark. Yeah. It was loud.
And I don't think I had my contacts in.
We couldn't see.
I couldn't see him. It was so loud.
Okay. But do you do that? Like when I'm driving and I have to turn
down the volume?
Oh, no. Same here. To pay attention, I have to, everything needs to be off.
It was loud. Anyway. It's fine. There was smoke.
Yeah, Alicia, you would make Mariah's bachelor party all about you.
I am so sorry.
Damn.
Mariah, forgive me.
That's crazy that happened the same night. That's really funny.
I know. That was the drama of the night.
Damn.
That was so funny.
That was so funny. I felt so embarrassed.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
That's pretty, I'm not saying it's crazy for her, but it's a risky move for her to get another boyfriend, same name as her terrible ex.
Risky or easy?
Not risky. I mean, not risky.
No,
more
I know.
Like,
it's like odd, but it's
not. Just kind of like, I feel like I'd always think about that. If like my new girlfriend was just like my ex and my ex was just terrible, I could never forget about that.
One of Mariah's cousins is married to somebody now, but her ex had the same last name. And when they got a divorce or whatever, like didn't end up together, got with Mariah's cousin and has the same last name. And was like, you don't happen to have a relative by this name,
no.
Oh, and he was like, yeah, that's my cousin.
No!
And
like,
it just so happened to be that there was another cousin with the same name.
Oh my God.
But
I mean, there's a lot of common names, but damn.
She was married, had Amato as the last name. Got a divorce, met Mariah's cousin, another Amato, so she didn't even have to change her name
again.
That's
kind
of ironic.
And it wasn't the cousin, it was a different cousin.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Crazy though, right?
What a great story. I heard changing your last name is like a lot of work. Really? So
that's
fantastic. Apparently it's like a lot of work.
Well, why would it require
a lot of paperwork? You have to get a new passport, new ID, to do all those things.
Like, think of the DMV.
You gotta change your like Instagram. Like,
exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
What?
Are you gonna hyphen?
No, I already secured Mrs. Remy Ashton.
That's so good, right?
Oh, so you didn't have to do anything.
I'm gonna switch over when it's time.
All right, did we talk about this already? Ashton and Cruz. Ashton is your middle name.
My middle name, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Cruz is my
knew
last
that already.
Name. Thank
common,
you.
Was testing myself.
Mm-hmm. People make this ex also tried to like take her to court to get custody of the dogs.
Oh, come on!
Wait, really?
Just to like dig the dagger a little deeper.
Was like, I'm gonna take you to court. Fuck that shit.
Did they?
No, she won.
Good.
Well, it didn't get to that point, but he threatened multiple times.
And I'm taking the dog, dumbass.
Anyways, enough about me.
I knew it.
Actually, you watch that? I know you've seen that movie.
We love Legally Blonde.
Mm-hmm. My best friend also, she had a dog with her ex, and they were together for like 5 years, and they got a dog together, and she took care of the dog because he was always gone working. So she like that dog was like her dog. She was like taking care of it all the time, obviously feeding it, walking it, all the things. And then when they broke up, he was like, I'm taking the dog. And she was like, well, that's my dog. Like they bonded so much, obviously. And they got into a huge fight about it. But because he had registered the dog as an emotional support animal for him, he was able to take it.
No.
And he took the fucking dog.
Damn.
There's only one real way you can do it, and it's Air Bud style, where you both are on opposite sides. And
I agree.
Air Bud in the middle, and you both sit there.
Oh my God, Air Bud.
You just
got to
see which one they
run to. Do you think it has to be like multiple different
you gotta have the
challenges?
You got to have the pudding.
The pudding. Cup.
Yeah, and just see. They have to complete like 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Like whoever wins 2 out of 3 or
and
4 out of 5.
To, like if they know tricks, who gets them to do the most tricks? Like.
And there should be like a train, like professional, that like dog, human.
I want this done in court. A judge needs to oversee this.
It's not bad. Not a bad idea.
It's like
dog in the middle.
Yep.
On each side of the courtroom. Okay.
And then you.
But the jury also gets to decide on that too. The jury's going to kind of see the emotional bond between the dog and whoever the humans are.
That's it. Yeah, but I'm sorry. That's the only way to settle it.
Anytime anyone walks through the door, you would think Rosie is like
theirs,
the way she cries. And I'm like, girl.
I mean, I think in court, between me and Alicia, I think Rosie would come to me.
Really? You just learned her name last week.
And that shows how strong we are, like, right? Because she will still come to me.
And look where she is.
I know, but that's because I was flustered earlier today, but I think I just, like, once,
She was snoring. You guys couldn't hear. I almost put the mic up. Aww. And I was like, it's probably just going to hear like me farting, so I'm not going to do that. I'm like, anyway.
Aww, okay, wait. Well, speaking of my best friend who did not get her dog, but she has a new dog now and she's really happy and married and it's fine. She
Know what she did? She leveled up.
She leveled up and she's currently in Bali. I think she's doing just fine. And she married a lawyer.
All right.
Also a stand-up comedian. So she's doing just fine. But so she is a third grade teacher. And so I love whenever I see her, she tells me about the new slang that the third graders
Gen Alpha
are talking about. And I learned about a new phrase called skippity toilet.
Yeah, very good, Remy.
That's right? Skippity or skibbity? I
couldn't tell you.
I think it's skibbity.
Skibbity? Okay.
S-K-I-B-B-I.
I just watched the video recently.
You know what? They've explained it to me actually like four times and I cannot understand. Okay, skippity toilet.
Oh, it's skip?
S-K-I-B-I-D-I. Yeah. What does it mean?
Squeeze. The skippy is a skippy.
When
squeeze.
Something is skibbity toilet, right?
Yes.
I know.
Let me see. There's got to be like an urban dictionary.
I want to guess what that means.
Yeah,
what,
everyone guess. Okay, skibbity? Guess.
Skibbity?
Skibbity toilet.
When something is skibbity toilet, something sucks.
Oh, that's... Just say it sucks.
Wait, oh, no.
You're guessing.
I'm guessing. I have no idea.
That was a good guess.
But that's such a...
But that's too long.
The thing is that sucks is such a good word.
Yeah.
You got to replace it with a shorter word, with a cooler word than sucks.
Yeah, like that shit is so bunk.
Bunk. That's good.
Hey, go, that to shit bunk dry. Happen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit dry.
It's short. Used, dry is good.
I don't even know what I could. Skibbity toilet.
Skibbity toilet.
With a B?
There's
with a B.
B as in definition?
Boy? Kind of. It's on WikiHow, so I don't know how legit that is.
Or Urban Dictionary, I think, is a good one.
Yeah.
Right?
Urban Dictionaries didn't make sense. You know what? Let me text my friend that's a teacher. I feel like she'll be able to tell me.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's skibbity?
Okay, random question.
I wonder if they're two different words. Like skibbity is one word, toilet's one word. You put them together, it becomes like its own.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, because let's think of toilet. Toilet's bad, right? If something's like something's down the drain, down the toilet. Something. Oh, bro, his breath toilet.
Yo, his brain is skibbity.
Yeah.
Skibbity.
Skibbity toilet.
Okay, this is what WikiHow. I just asked my friend, and I'll get back to you guys when she replies. Skibbity is a nonsense slang term that's popular with Gen Alpha. It has no set meaning and can refer to something good, cool, bad, or evil. Skibbity Toilet is an animated series on YouTube that involves a war between human head toilets and human with devices for faces.
Oh, so it's a show on YouTube.
I don't understand.
I just saw like one short video of like the Skibbity Toilet. I didn't know it was like a series.
I don't understand.
It sounds like Skibbity Toilet is a show that someone created on YouTube and people are taking that word, like the show name, and just using it.
Is that right?
This is showing up.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that.
It's like a face in a toilet.
Okay, it's a meme word that really doesn't mean anything. It's just kind of like skibbity.
I need it in a sentence.
I don't think the thing is anything you can refer to as good, bad, ugly, or evil.
Like
so
if
you
someone
use it
called
anywhere.
Me like you're annoying and I went skibbity and then walked away.
I would say
attitude.
This new phone is skibbity toilet.
No.
Yeah. I hate that.
It has to have a meaning, right? No,
well, it's either good, bad, ugly, or evil. Did you not just read that?
So I think skibbity toilet comes from a video. Like it's like a meme, but skibbity is just the word that it is based on. And that means bad, cool, or dumb.
I learned nothing.
Yep, same.
A word that means cool and bad
and dumb
is stupid.
Skibbity.
Yeah, damn. I don't get it.
I mean, I guess I followed when it was what's Chuggy. Like, I followed that. Even though it didn't make sense, I understood it.
Yeah.
What's Chuggy? Like, what would you refer to as Chugi?
Like, 2013, 2014 Pinterest. Like, Chevron. Like, live, laugh, love.
Got it. Okay, you know? Yeah, that's Chugi.
But, like...
The font in that bathroom at the party that we went to in Venice?
Chugi.
Yes, that's Ray Dunn. Good job.
That's Chugi, right?
Very Chugi.
Okay. I cannot believe we are that now.
No, yes, yeah, I know. Being millennial and, like, hearing... Gen Z terms, especially like we're kind of on the cusp of millennial, like we're like closer to Gen Z.
I get Gen Z terms.
I get
though.
Some Gen, like I do get some yes. Gen Z ones. There's some where I'm like, that feels odd for me to say, but like these ones.
It makes sense. This doesn't.
These don't even make sense.
It's like alien.
Wait, hit me with another one.
See if there's like a quiz that we can do.
Okay, wait, yeah, get yes. a list.
Yeah, we've got a list of words. Let's try some. Are these just Gen Alpha or are these? Okay, they're just Gen Alpha.
Oh, yes. Sorry, can you tell? Can someone? Can you look up what ages Gen Alpha is?
So Gen Alpha, I'm guessing is if you were born in 2010 or after.
Wow.
2010 to 2025.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Look, I would love to just sit in a middle school classroom and just listen to them talk for an hour.
Skibbity.
Like, what are they saying? What yeah. are they talking about? Who are they talking about? What kind of problems are, like, what, uh-huh. like drama? I would do anything, actually, to, like, listen to a middle school classroom.
You know
right
what's
now.
Interesting, too, is, like, a lot of my friends are kindergarten or third grade teachers, and it started happening maybe, like, 5 years ago or so, but, you know, like, when you're little, you're writing, like, when I grow up, I want to be an astronaut. I want to mm-hmm. be this. All of a sudden, they would always tell me, like, there was a huge change and shift, and everyone was like, I want to be an influencer. I want to be Logan Paul. I want to be this. Like, all of the kids yeah. want to be influencers.
That actually started happening, crazy. I think, even before that, before really? Gen Alpha. That was Gen Z people, too, saying, yeah, like, yeah. they want to be a
it's
YouTuber
just crazy.
Or a... It looks fun.
It is fun. When you see it on... It's just interesting.
If you don't know. It looks fun.
Y'all don't know what's happening here.
Okay, hit us with some words.
I can give it to you in a sentence as well. But your first word is sigma.
Off the sound of like sigma sounds like a cool word. So it's for sure something cool. Like a sick outfit or like sigma.
Yeah, I think it means something really good.
Sigma, like alpha, sigma.
I think sigma's like really like pristine. Like A++, really, really, really good.
But like a cool version?
When someone's like- sigma, oh, he's like top dog. Top dog,
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, yeah.
The highest of the class, or he's a most popular kid so at the party.
You think it's a person?
I will say I do know what this one is.
Okay,
that's why I'm staying silent okay. on this one.
Okay,
can we hear it in a sentence?
Your middle school friend describes you as sigma. What does your friend think you are?
Okay, so it's definitely an adjective, as we discovered. Now, if it was my middle school friend when I was in middle school, I don't think it'd be a good
now,
thing.
Now that I'm hearing it, for some reason, the way Jordan said it. Referring to someone as a sigma, it sounds negative now.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I still think it's a
I
good
think
thing.
Positive.
Like, you know,
I think
like it's how like, people say, like, they're so beta.
Oh.
You know what? Say, mid.
That changes things then.
Mid?
Okay, good guess. Good
Sigma.
Guess.
Mid is a good guess.
Just someone oh. real mid. Just like bland.
I feel like mid is also like a beta. Gen Z term.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, mid is.
It is.
It makes sense. It works.
Okay.
It does because
I understand it.
And it's really, I love mid.
Yeah, me too.
Love it.
I'm going to stick with very good. Sigma's like.
I'm going to go with mid.
Mid is a good guess.
I'm going to go with like high.
Okay.
Top of the class?
Yeah. Like, okay. Cool.
So, sigma does mean alpha male, but is often used as cool and good.
Okay.
Let's fucking go, Ram.
Okay.
It's basically like an alpha male that doesn't act or come off and say, like, I'm an alpha male. Like they are.
So a real alpha male.
They're like low key about
I'm
it, right?
So lucky, lucky.
Damn.
Because I would go as far as to say as an alpha male that has to say he's an alpha male is not an alpha male. That's pretty beta.
Super beta.
So beta, if you ask
I like
me.
That.
I think I'm going to give you guys the sentence. That way you guys have to have something to work with.
Okay.
But the next word is Ohio.
Oh.
It could be as much as Heath describing his friend's outfit as that is so Ohio.
I do remember hearing that this is a word, but I want to say it was good. Like fire, like good. Like
I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to just say like weird. Like funky.
Oh, weird.
But that's, weird.
Why are they singling out Ohio?
Trends in Midwest are
no,
usually...
No, I agree. You know what I mean? Like, how sad for Ohio.
We're sorry, that's Columbus. Right.
Cleveland.
Ohio has a song named after them, Ohio's for Lovers, by Taking Back Sunday.
bless you, girl. I agree with Alicia. I think, like, it's not a good thing. I think it's a little late to the party, like, with trends.
You think... Okay, I'm going to go... I think it's more... in the weird aspect, because you were thinking weird too, yeah. Right? Definitely weird, but I feel like a step above weird, where you'd be like...
Or like basic?
No, I don't think it's basic.
Pretty
I think
Ohio.
It's like, all 2018.
Basically Ohio.
Basically Ohio.
Just like bad, like ugly, bad Ohio. Like, yeah, weird.
Sad.
Yeah.
Just very negative.
Okay, Jordan. Okay.
Ohio does mean cringe and weird.
How sad.
Cringe and weird.
Cringe was great. I don't know
justice
why we didn't say
for
that.
The Ohioans.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Why Ohio? There's so many states of
it's
the Midwest.
Because people. I think people Idaho make fun more. Of Ohio like there's nothing going on in Ohio. I think that's like what
there's
people say.
There's a lot going on in Ohio.
I know that, Remy. I'm just saying what people say.
Okay, our next word is mogging. Also can be used as mogged. And our sentence is a TikToker, Heath, mogged Zayn at the red carpet photo.
Like ate up, like he did better.
Oh,
damn, like mogged up.
Oh, that's a good one, Alicia.
That is
right?
Good.
Mogged.
Like owned, like.
Yeah, like you.
Slayed.
One-upped him.
Murdered. Ooh, overshadowed.
Yeah, I'm going to go with like 8-Up. Oh, like he just looks so much better than Zayn on the red carpet. Yeah.
I agree with that because 8-Up is already a Gen Z term. So I feel like they're just taking Gen Z things and making them more confusing.
Well, exactly. Oh my God. It's like when our parents would be like, it's the bomb. We'd be like, ew. Stop.
All right. I think we're all on the same page with this one, right?
Yeah.
So mogged is a way to describe someone's appearance as looking better.
There you go.
Guys.
But like, I just like, I don't, there's no root word that I can pull from it. There's no like, there's got to be a reference to something to come up with the word, right?
I like mogged. I'm going to use that now.
Mogged is M-O-G-G.
E-D.
Yeah,
mogged.
Okay.
Wait, sorry. Mogged, this is Urban Dictionary, a term popularized by modern day aesthetic bodybuilders, meaning outsizing or dwarfing somebody in muscle size, fullness, and definition.
Okay, that kind of makes sense to me.
So, all right, so like, I mogged you in our transformation.
Oh.
Well, technically I mogged you because you quit the first time.
Oh.
Yes, okay, yes, yeah, a period.
that was a little alpha male.
Mogged is relative. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was what?
A little alpha male of you.
That was an alpha male.
You mean
very beta? It's very beta of me to say that.
Also, it's crazy that like I mean, realistically, I'm not gonna have a kid from now until 2025. So like, my kids' slang isn't even gonna be these.
Yep. Oh,
that's gonna be even weirder.
I'm gonna teach my kids real words.
They haven't even named what that generation is gonna be.
I'm gonna make my nephew's first word skibbity toilet.
Skibbity toilet.
Because like Gen X, like they go by the alphabet, I believe. So that's why it's like Gen Alpha, or
it'll be Gen
Alpha. So
beta.
I think it's
gonna be
B. But then like there's also the baby boomers.
I think unless there's like a historic, like millennial, like that's why we're millennial. Like unless there's like a historical thing.
I think also we're like it. You still get a Gen letter. Like I think baby boomers is just a nickname for that Gen. Like we're Gen X.
Yeah.
Why, right?
X, oh,
Y,
no, we're
Y. Yeah. Gen
oh, we're Gen
X
Y.
After baby boomers.
We're Gen Y. Gen X is before. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So Gen Z sense. And then Gen A.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, our next word is phantom tax.
Huh?
I've heard this one.
My favorite snack just got phantom taxed from me.
Phantom tax?
Phantom.
Can you spell?
F-A-N-U-M. Taxed.
I think it's taken away.
Stolen, taken?
Yeah, I think it's just taken away.
Phantom
confiscated.
Yeah, they are
snatched.
snatched.
Like you got in trouble and you got it taken away?
Robbed.
Yeah.
When you got an award robbed from you, you got fin and taxed.
You guys hit it right on the head.
Yes, buddy, go!
Wait, this is so exciting.
That is a too complicated of a word.
I'm feeling young.
I don't get the F-A-N-U-M.
Phantom? I thought
none of
phantom.
Them make sense, though. They're all made up
phantom
words.
Phantom tax would be like a ghost tax, yeah, right? Phantom. Like a tax that you wouldn't have seen.
They tried making up the word like mogged, right? They're like, okay, a phantom.
Interesting.
And I don't like the spelling either. It sounds like a, Latin? A phantom. I don't know. Just Latin.
So originally it's describing the theft between friends of food.
The theft between friends of food. That is so specific.
No, but like, is that like when you would switch snacks with friends?
No.
That was a thing.
I think it's like fully taking it. Yeah.
Okay.
Damn. So we're really, and like, let's take it back to like the age bracket, which is they're in middle school, elementary school. Makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Your friends are
so. Do you think the teachers are like, did you phantom tax Kyle's?
Ew.
He phantom taxed my goldfish.
He phantom taxed.
I have to give them points for creativity.
Oh, for sure.
Better than us.
I'm impressed, honestly.
He stole it.
They're creating words while we were butchering
words.
Okay,
wait. My teacher friend replied, I said, what exactly does skibbity toilet mean? So, in my research, it doesn't mean anything. It's part of the, like, quote unquote, brain rot vernacular.
There you go.
Brain
rot.
If Cal was here, he'd be like, no, skibbity toilet.
I want to know if it's actually being said like frequently.
I think it is.
It is.
I think it is.
My cousin
I think
says
these
it.
Are.
Your cousin says it? Like just in casual conversation? Like we were just hanging out and then that skibbity kid down the street, like.
He'll say Riz. He'll say skibbity.
Riz.
I don't know, but I feel like now if kids are saying in school, like still saying skibbity, I think that's just so Ohio. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it's
saying
cringe now.
It is really Ohio.
It's cringe because.
Sure.
I'm impressed, you guys.
All I would say is like Sigma dudes would never say skibbity.
Never.
Hey. I think they're using their brains. I think this is awesome. Mm.
All of us as parents differently.
I think it's great.
The very supportive.
The kids
one.
Are being creative.
I think it's cool. And I think they're coming up with like fun words for these are all very specific scenarios.
But this, Rem, this goes back to when you got made fun of by that like high schoolers. Remember when you like almost tripped? You're like, whoa.
When was that?
Remember you were like, I was in Hawaii
yes.
and I almost tripped?
Oh, recently,
this,
yes.
It's the same thing though. Like, no matter how we say the word, no matter how good in a sentence we use it, they're going to be like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
You're too
word,
old.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get it. You're.
It's very true.
Yeah.
I'm All right. supportive. I am. Let's keep going.
Okay. We have our next word is mewing.
mewing?
I heard all of
Wait,
these.
I know it in like the mouth tape sense.
Like when you put
the tongue to the top of your mouth?
Yes. Mm-hmm. To make your chin look smaller.
M-E-W-I-N-G.
I don't
you
know.
You suck in to make your face look more chiseled.
Can you use it in a sentence,
Yeah, I
please?
Feel like I feel like it's different than the like... mouth tape. Version.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't think kids are.
It is called mewing.
The middle schoolers are mouth.
Before he took his yearbook photo, he started mewing.
You're right.
Tongue
bitch.
To the roof of your
Jordan,
mouth.
Jordan, you took it away. You this, gave it away.
When I tell you, to make your like.
We got it.
The double chin go away if you put your tongue at the top of your mouth. That's
I
actually
sad. I hate that the little kids feel like they have to do Mew. That because of societal pressure.
Okay, but you know what, Rem? They probably saw one of our DIYs forever ago and it was like, how to like get in your yearbook
I'm
photo.
Really
yeah,
upset
right?
I'm really upset.
You're the, one, you're the girl's the one that taught them.
But
I
the
am
trauma I got from some of my old yearbook photos.
But I'm glad we got that. I'm glad we got to live
humbling,
like that.
Humbling. But if you got a Mew, Mew.
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that yearbook picture I have where I tried like smirking? Remember that?
It's this.
I was like this.
And then the whole school sees in the yearbook.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I got made fun of for it. Because I was trying to look like sexy as a
it's okay,
sixth
mine's
grader.
Worse.
And it didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jordy, hit us.
So it does mean to restructure your face to appear slimmer.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that again?
Like,
that makes me really sad.
Zane, you put the tongue
up against the top of your mouth, like,
and like suck it so it pulls this gullet up.
Is it working?
Wow, okay, we're definitely running out of words because a lot of them you guys will know.
It's okay.
I don't know, man.
I saw a video on that as part of looks maxing.
What?
Looks maxing?
I guess that's a whole nut. Do you know what I'm talking about, Jordan?
Look maxing, your maximum look. So you can maximize how good you look.
It was this dude. He's like, I went from this to this, all look maxing, like whatever. And I was like, what in the world?
Blow up?
And he's like, you got to do the UUUTD, something like that. I'm like, what?
And I know you watched the whole thing.
Of course, I was mesmerized because it was all these dudes that are basically like trying to look their maximum, like best with mewing. And then they're like, so what I do every single day, they go like this. They put their thumbs on the roof of their mouth and they're spreading their roof of their mouth, the palate, to make this part of their face wider.
Don't you just
and they're
get
going
like
that and they're pulling their teeth apart. And then they're also like grabbing their eyebrows and they're pushing up.
Oh yeah.
And also like frowning at the same time. They're like, you have to train these muscles. So you have the hunter eyes. And I'm like,
does that help?
What in the world?
I mean,
the guy's face was completely transformed.
He sent you a before and after?
Saw it was on my TikTok feed. I was like scrolling and it was this guy. He's like, I went from this to this.
I know what you're talking about.
And is it looks maxing?
Yeah, it's look maxing.
But if you think about it, like if you can work out muscles on your body, like it's facial muscles.
And he's like pulling his eye up and like going down like this, and it gives you like that like hunter eye, and like I don't know, that's what he just kept
saying.
Crazy.
Okay.
Same tonight.
Are we looking at it?
Yeah, right. Does that work?
All right, we got one more.
Yes, I think you guys all may know what Riz means,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Charisma. We got Riz.
See, that makes sense to me.
That's a good one.
Charisma.
Yeah.
Charisma.
That's a really good
one. I think that's the best one.
I agree.
I get where it comes from.
Do we all know what gyat means?
What?
I think I do.
Oh, gyat? Like gyat.
Like G-Y-A-T.
Can I give an example? When a girl posts a picture of her booty and it's real big, you comment gyat because it's supposed to follow with gyat damn, but you don't put damn.
Oh. Right. No.
That was my thought process.
Oh, wait. It has, that's it, right? No?
Gyat damn.
I thought it stands for damn. That's girl, what I was thinking. Ass thick.
Oh my
wait,
God.
What? Wait, what?
Girl, your ass thick.
No!
Wait.
No! Jordan, is that it?
That is not.
That's really
it.
Good. Oh,
that's what it stood for.
Oh my God!
Did you make that up?
No, I swore I saw that on TikTok.
Girl, that's you're really good. Thick.
But maybe it's like a.
It is a reactionary word used to respond to something shocking or admirable.
Oh, there's two T's.
Oh, so it's just shocking.
Oh no! Acronym can be an acronym for "girl, you're ass thick" or "goddamn."
Wow.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Yeah, is not a G-rated
girl
word.
Your ass that's
and
that's
rhymes
good.
With squat bot or fiat.
Yeah, fiat.
Yeah,
wow.
So what does it mean? It just means
wow,
just shocking.
Like, wait, I love damn, that one like, too.
Like, so if Cal were to post a picture of himself, you would comment yeah.
My friend just replied and said that recently one of her students asked her, are you skibbity sigma?
Like,
okay, also I feel like all these kids have to be trolling because there's no way. There's no way because it's not like.
But again, they're getting off on like knowing the teacher
isn't aware. She literally said she replied and she said, and I had no idea how to respond. Yes, no, don't talk to me like that.
Detention.
It is crazy that you like as a teacher, like what are you gonna do?
Yeah, because like what is,
you don't understand
know
what the word means, and the word doesn't really even mean anything. So it's like
a Scooby-Doo so bad.
Yeah.
It's like when you try to make up a language with your sibling growing up. Like, yeah. That's, like, what it's giving.
And it's really frustrating as an adult, like, hearing your kid, like, say all these words to you, and you don't know what, and you can't get it. You just don't know if he's...
And they're laughing at you?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
I think I should just fire down the rest of them. I think you guys will know them, but if there's any you guys don't know, maybe...
Okay. Read them out.
But we have Beta.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We have Sus.
Yeah, that's good.
Suspicious.
Love that one.
Negative Aura.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a Gen Alpha term. Negative Aura.
Self-explanatory.
I feel like Gen Z used it literally, like a millennial, like they have a negative aura, and I feel like now it has
it's been taken.
It's like a meaning, yeah.
It's like that. Does that make sense?
Like a definition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of the more commonly used ones, which I think you guys are familiar with, which is Cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
8.
Yeah.
Love that one.
And Lit.
And what?
Lit? I thought lit was Gen Z.
Yeah, there's probably like a crossover.
A little crossover period for sure.
And so when we move over to Gen Z, that one would be more like slay, right?
Yeah.
Gen Z was very slay.
And giving.
It's giving. Yeah.
To me, that's so new.
I also just like group all of it into like social media talk.
Yeah.
I have to say the Gen Z ones make a lot of sense. It's like A plus B equals C.
Yeah.
These Gen Alpha ones are like A plus B equals Z.
ZX squared equals.
Exactly. Yeah. It's
gets your brain going.
It's very creative. I have to give them that.
It is creative.
And it's interesting that it's like catching on amongst all of them across the world.
TikTok is crazy.
It is true.
They're going to be big in tech. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy seeing these like 10-year-olds doing Get Ready With Me's to go to like middle school.
They do?
Yeah.
Haunted oh my God, talk? Drunk Elephant?
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They're like, this is my $50 moisturizer. It's crazy.
Is this on their like phones or is it like parents' phones that they use to like?
Probably their phone. Their if they're phone. Buying yeah. Drunk yeah. Elephant, it's probably their phone.
Yeah. Damn.
And all of this stuff, like we talked about Pretty Basic and a lot of the, because we were saying how like Ulta, like Sephora workers, they have to deal with all these kids coming in.
Yeah,
and, like,
Mariah was
everything.
Telling me about they just come in and they just wreck the Sephoras and.
Yeah, they stopped doing like the products out for a lot of them too.
I can't imagine me gifting my 10-year-old a new phone. I just can't picture it. Like I'd feel so nervous.
Yeah,
gifting them something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Because this is a world of possibilities.
It's like the so shit hard you can do. Because you don't want them to be like feel left out or like be left behind, but also it's so dangerous.
So dangerous.
It's really dangerous.
I think it's far more dangerous than a kid feeling left out. Like that, I feel like that goes so much further.
Or like a little firefly.
I love a firefly so badly. But yeah,
they would
feel
be
left
so
out.
Like pulling that out versus an iPhone. Like that, I would have.
I think there should be like an age restriction on having.
Wait, have you seen
like a device like that?
Hold on. What do you mean? Like a like they don't like no kid should
you
be having.
You can have a cell phone that like does phone calls. Oh, she's dreaming. But yeah, a phone call that or a phone that like can make calls, you can send like text to your parents, whatever. You don't need access to social media apps. You don't need you literally as a child do not need to be posting photos of yourself online.
Yeah.
There's no purpose.
The thing is that we all everybody knows, all ages, we all know the people on the internet and like what that type of shit can lead to.
Wait, so there's this feature on your phone now, which I'm sure a lot of kids could figure this out, but maybe if they don't, because you have to have a password to get out of it. But they made this for either like seniors or maybe even like kids. But you can put your phone into this mode that it's just basic shit.
Oh, hell no.
Isn't that crazy?
I wouldn't even want a phone.
But that would be
isn't that crazy though?
Imagine
like
spending.
Kind of cool.
And if you like text someone,
Heath, imagine spending $1,500 on your kid's phone and that's all they get access to.
But like, that's
at least put
fun.
Some, you know,
that's
what?
All they need.
No, look, at least put some games on it.
No,
you got
that's
games
all they
on
need.
Your phone.
Games Snake. Are fine. Like Snake.
You know, Remy's never played Snake.
Oh, it's the best.
You've never played Snake on a Nokia?
I don't know what Snake is.
Wow.
No, I know. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, how do I get out of this?
You locked your phone in that mode?
I feel like my brain just got bigger.
Yeah.
It did.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned bigger. So much. for all of our Gen Alpha listeners, I hope that we can communicate with you guys more since now we're also skibbity rude out.
Skibbity doodah. Oh my God. Yeah, I think we all learned a lot. I think now we can all keep up with the lingo if we hear it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If ever somebody tests us from the younger generation,
if we're out somewhere, we're being bullied by the skibbity doo.
Just look at them and be like, what are you from, Ohio?
Yeah, exactly.
Stupid.
Anyway, if you've made it to the very end of this video, comment below what we should be for Halloween, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're having a hard time trying to pick something, and we need to do it by...
like tonight.
Yeah.
Let me figure it out.
Okay. We love you guys. Thank you so much for watching.
All right.
See you soon.
Peace and blessings. Peace. Besos.
Blocked.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.